Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Israel has announced what it calls a humanitarian pause to enable aid deliveries into Gaza. It comes after a small amount of aid was parachuted into the territory over the weekend amid reports from the Hamas-run health ministry of civilians dying of starvation. For the latest, we're joined by freelance Middle East reporter Orly Halpern. Orly, good morning to you. Bearing in mind that before October 7th, Gaza was being supplied with about 500 trucks a day. How many are getting in now?
Well, it's a tricky question. There are, for example, the Israeli army said that 180 additional trucks just came in today and they're waiting. They're waiting, and the Israeli army says they're waiting for the UN to distribute them. So, you know, if the UN would just distribute them, then there wouldn't be anyone complaining of hunger. But actually what's happening is that there are hundreds of trucks waiting right inside of Gaza, but they can't be distributed because Israel is not facilitating their safe entry and distribution. So you have so much aid, but for example, Tom Fletcher said recently of the UN, he just said that on Friday, for example, there were only five out of 15 attempts to get different attempts to get aid that was already inside the border in distributed failed because the Israelis canceled, because they changed the place and it was not safe to go there for all different reasons. But anyway, the little amount that is being allowed to cross the border isn't getting to the people. So even 180 trucks, even if all of that were to reach the people, it wouldn't be enough.
No. Humanitarian pause, the BBC seems to be reporting it as partial. What information have you got about how much of Gaza fighting continues in?
We are getting reports that it is continuing. The pause, they're calling it a humanitarian pause. It's a military pause. The army has said that the military has said that it will pause shooting from the hour of 10 a.m. local to 6 p.m. But we've seen on the ground that hasn't happened. And the BBC itself was able to verify one of the cases. But we also see coming out of social media, people that are trying to access places where there is aid distributed, and some of them are coming back dead and wounded. So it's not a complete pause.
Okay. On one more in name than indeed, but it does show, or does it show, that the Israelis are sensitive to political pressure, to international pressure now?
I would say yes, definitely. I could really feel it in the last couple of days. The amount of condemnation across the world for the pictures of these starving children coming out of Gaza, it was having an effect on the Israeli government. They knew that this would be very problematic for them moving forward. They wouldn't be able to do the things that they want to continue doing. So we were in a similar situation with the GHF, what this private company called the Gaza Humanitarian Fund, which is an Israeli-American company. When Israel started a siege, before, it created this little company and it allowed very limited distribution and almost only in the south of the Gaza Strip. So people had to travel great distances at great peril to get to that. And it was limited. You know, you could get there and then there wasn't anything. But even worse, you would get shot and you could get killed. So this was an attempt at that time for Israel to allay the concerns of the international community. But clearly that isn't doing the job, and people are dying now. Children are dying, elderly are dying, and the situation is really, it's horrendous. It's horrendous.
I can't imagine that parachuting aid in is proving to be any more effective. Are there concerns that it creates more problems than it alleviates?
Well, I can tell you that, first of all, the amount that it allows in is minimal. The UAE and and the Jordanians were allowed to do some flights. It came out to 25 tons. That's about three trucks. And for the people that I've spoken to, if you do run to get this food that's falling from the air and you get some, you know, you might get some, you might get killed, as has happened to some people. And again, you might just come away with nothing. But I've also spoken to someone who said, I won't go. It's so humiliating. But that, granted, that was earlier. And now he's literally can't. He hasn't eaten for now. It's 4 days. And he's very weak. He can't go far. And he's just trying to support his daughters. Okay.
So in summary, 180 trucks stuck inside the border, unable to move because of the lack of security guarantees. The equivalent of three truckloads dropped from the air, but with no organization behind them, and a military ceasefire that is only very, very partial from your understanding. So for all of the headlines that have been generated in the course of the last 24 to 48 hours, suggesting a change, there's not much that's changed at all.
No, there were 120 trucks that were distributed yesterday. And so that did get in. But what I find most remarkable about this very critical situation for Gazans is that Israelis refuse to even acknowledge it. For example, yesterday, the IDF spokesman made a statement to the public that there is no starvation in Gaza. This is Hamas propaganda, and nobody needs to believe it.
Okay.
And Israelis believe that. I do believe that they believe that because they don't want to believe what they're doing. It's easier to believe that it's all Hamas's fault and not that they're intentionally starving people to death.
Yet again, another example of where there isn't an objective reality in this part of 2025. Orly Halpern, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up after the break, David Coleman. Please get your questions into us on Parenting 51551. Indeed, we might actually start with, how do you explain Gaza to your children?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.